Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Remarkable Healings, situated at the boundary of psychiatry, hypnotherapy, regression therapy, and spiritual healing. The book presents Modi's account of clinical observations made while using hypnosis with patients whose psychological or physical symptoms did not respond adequately to conventional explanations. Its central claim is that some persistent conditions may be connected to past life memories, attached spirits, demonic influences, or fragmented aspects of the soul. Modi describes therapeutic methods intended to identify these influences and release or integrate them. The book is not a mainstream psychiatric manual, and its premises remain controversial. But it is important within alternative therapy literature because it frames spiritual phenomena as clinically relevant material rather than purely religious belief. Its purpose is both descriptive and persuasive to document cases, outline techniques, and invite more open investigation of unconventional healing models. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hypnosis as the gateway to non-conventional clinical material. A central feature of Remarkable Healings is Modi's use of hypnosis, not only as a relaxation or memory retrieval tool, but as a clinical doorway into material that patients presented as spiritually significant. According to the book, Modi did not begin with a fixed intention to investigate past lives or spirit attachment. Rather, she reports that such themes appeared during hypnotic work and became part of her therapeutic framework after repeated encounters. This matters because the book positions its method as observation-driven rather than doctrine-driven, even though many readers will still question the interpretation of those observations. In Modi's model, hypnosis lowers ordinary defenses and allows patients to describe images, bodily sensations, voices, identities, or emotional patterns that seem disconnected from current life events. The therapeutic assumption is that these reports are meaningful, regardless of whether they can be verified historically. The book, therefore, treats hypnotic content as a diagnostic and healing resource. Its clinical logic differs sharply from standard psychiatry, which would usually interpret such material through trauma, dissociation, suggestibility, fantasy, or psychosis. Modi instead asks whether the content itself points to a spiritual source of distress. Secondly, past life regression, spirit attachment, and soul fragmentation as proposed causes of illness, the book is best known for its tripartite explanation of unresolved suffering, past life trauma, attached entities, and soul fragmentation. Modi presents past life regression as a way to locate emotional or physical symptoms and experiences that patients describe as occurring before their present lifetime. In this framework, unexplained fears, chronic pain, relationship patterns, or emotional blockages may be linked to unresolved scenes from earlier incarnations. Spirit attachment is treated differently. Here, the source of symptoms is not a memory belonging to the patient, but an outside consciousness or entity believed to be connected to the patient's body or energy field. Modi also discusses demonic influences, a particularly controversial part of the book because it introduces explicitly spiritual and theological language into a clinical setting. Soul fragmentation refers to the idea that parts of the self may separate during trauma and require reintegration. What makes the book distinctive is not that it mentions these concepts individually, since they appear in other esoteric and regression traditions, but that it combines them into a working therapeutic map for psychiatric symptoms. Thirdly, a symptom framework that separates presenting problems from therapy emerging material. Modi's clinical organization of symptoms is one of the more concrete structural elements of the book. She distinguishes among primary, secondary, and tertiary symptoms. Primary symptoms are the issues that bring a patient into treatment, such as anxiety, depression, pain, phobias, compulsions, or other persistent complaints. Secondary symptoms are additional chronic difficulties that may not be the original focus of therapy but become relevant as the work deepens. Tertiary symptoms are those that arise during treatment itself, often as previously hidden material comes forward. This classification helps explain why the therapy described in the book can expand beyond the initial complaint. A patient may begin with one distressing condition, but the hypnotic process may reveal layers that Modi interprets as connected to past life events, attached spirits, or soul loss. The framework also gives the practitioner a way to sequence treatment rather than treating all symptoms as equally urgent. Its practical value lies in making an unconventional method appear clinically organized. At the same time, the model depends heavily on accepting the therapeutic significance of experiences that mainstream psychiatry would interpret very differently. Fourthly, case studies as evidence and the limits of clinical persuasion. Remarkable Healings relies heavily on case material to support its claims. Modi presents patient experiences as evidence that spiritual release, regression, and soul integration can produce meaningful improvement, sometimes in a short period. This case-based structure is important because the book is not primarily built on controlled trials, statistical comparison, or laboratory verification. Its persuasive force comes from accumulated clinical narrative, many different patients, many types of symptoms, and repeated patterns that appear to Modi to point beyond conventional diagnosis. For sympathetic readers, this accumulation suggests that therapeutic anomalies should not be dismissed simply because they do not fit existing models. For skeptical readers, the same evidence raises familiar concerns about hypnosis, suggestion, memory construction, placebo effects, expectancy, and the interpretive power of the therapist. The book's intellectual tension lies here. It asks for scientific openness while presenting material that is difficult to test using standard research methods. Its value, therefore, depends partly on how readers understand evidence in psychotherapy. It is strongest as a record of clinical observation and weakest if treated as definitive proof of metaphysical claims. Lastly, implications for therapists who work at the border of psychology and spirituality, the book has particular relevance for therapists, counselors, regression practitioners, and spiritually oriented healers who encounter clients describing experiences that do not fit ordinary psychological categories. Modi's work suggests that such reports should be explored carefully rather than immediately dismissed or literalized without discernment. The practical implication is a broadened clinical listening stance. Symptoms may be approached not only as biochemical imbalance, learned behavior, developmental trauma, or cognitive distortion, but also as part of a spiritual crisis as understood by the client. This does not mean the book should replace medical diagnosis, psychiatric care, or evidence-based treatment. In fact, its controversial claims make ethical caution essential. Practitioners must avoid imposing beliefs, intensifying delusions, discouraging medical care, or treating unverifiable spiritual explanations as established fact. The more responsible use of the book is as a guide to the kinds of symbolic, spiritual, and dissociative material that may appear in deep hypnotic or regression work. Its contribution is to expand the conversation about healing, while its limitation is that expansion must be balanced by clinical safeguards and critical reasoning. In conclusion, Remarkable Healings is most suitable for readers who already have some interest in hypnotherapy, regression therapy, spirit releasement, transpersonal psychology, or the relationship between spirituality and illness. Psychiatrists, psychotherapists, and counselors may find it useful as a window into a therapeutic tradition that sits outside mainstream clinical practice but has influenced parts of the alternative healing field. General readers interested in anomalous healing claims may also find it intellectually engaging. A colleague caught, especially because it is written by a medically trained psychiatrist rather than by a purely esoteric author. Its practical benefit is not that it offers a universally accepted treatment plan, but that it shows how persistent symptoms can be interpreted through a spiritual framework and how therapists might respond to unusual client material with structure and care. Intellectually, the book is valuable because it exposes the boundary between clinical observation, belief, interpretation, and evidence. Compared with many books on past lives or spirit release, it stands out for its psychiatric authorship, extensive case-based presentation, and effort to connect spiritual claims with mental and physical symptoms. Readers should approach it with openness and skepticism together, openness to unfamiliar therapeutic possibilities, and skepticism about claims that remain difficult to verify scientifically. If you would like to support Shakuntala Modi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.